Kent Online News.
News you can trust.
This is the Kent Online Podcast. Nicola Everett.
Hello, hope you're okay on Tuesday, June the 16th. Thanks ever so much for downloading today's podcast. First on today's episode, the family of a Chatham man who's been detained by immigration agents in the US say they're desperate to reunite him with his wife and twin sons. 29-year-old Connor Reed was in the process of applying for a green card when he was taken to an ICE detention centre after turning up for what he thought was a routine interview. It's understood a removal order had been activated because he didn't have the correct visa. Now, reporter Joe Crosley has been speaking to his wife, Jaylen. She was born in Florida and is fighting to get his case before a judge.
Can you just tell me his case in terms of why he should be allowed to stay in the States?
Well, he came here when he was 10. He's been here for 20 years. He's been to elementary schools, middle schools, graduated from high school. He runs a business here. He's run that for 7 years. That's Refresh Florida LLC. He does pressure washing, interior, exterior painting, paver sealing, cleaning, all that stuff. So he's run that, and he uses that business to raise his family, to support me, to support his sons. They're three, you know. He's a very hardworking man. There's not a day that he's taken off. The only ones that I can really point out were those first few days when we first brought our kids home back in 2023. So, you know, he's a very hardworking man. If anything, he's sick if he's not working. You know, he's just always been that way, just like his parents. You know, I think that's the way of an immigrant here. You know, you don't really have a choice. It's so strange with this separation and the things that me and Connor think amongst ourselves being separated this way. And then when we do have a phone call, we find ourselves saying the exact same things or thinking the exact same things when we're separated. You know, I don't care. Whatever it takes to be reunited, whether it's here, whether it's there, make it happen and make it happen fast. I cannot stand thinking of him being in that place and wanting for, that's my worst fear, is him being there wanting for me and I'm out here and there's only so much that I can do, and him begging me to get him out of there. You know, that's a horrible feeling. And this is all this responsibility is resting on you. And you know, that's all you want. It's him to be out. It's a very horrible situation.
Just talk me through sort of your worst fears for this case.
Honestly, my worst fear is having all this money put up. And, you know, it's a reality. You know, this fear is a very much a real reality for me, is us putting up all this money and him being sent home anyway. You know, that's something that's a very big pill that me and his family have had to swallow these last few days. You know, my mother-in-law even told me straight out of her mouth. She was like, I hate admitting defeat. We hate admitting defeat. But the best thing that we're doing right now is everything, every single little thing, exhausting all of our resources until we can say, okay, I can admit defeat because I've done everything that I can to stay here. So it's just really just the ICE beating us to court before we can even, you know, pull the strength to make a move against them. So yeah, it's just completely having to completely close down our life here in Florida and start anew.
Obviously, you've got two young kids and you've been telling me that they've been asking for their dad. Can you just tell me what those conversations are like?
So they, funnily enough, have come up with the idea that their dad is at a entertainment park right now called Dinosaur World. We actually passed it on I-4 on the way to the interview that morning. So it kind of makes sense if you think about it from their perspective. You know, daddy absolutely is at Dinosaur Land. He absolutely is. And I hear them playing amongst themselves. They, you know, they're asking him if he's fishing, because he loves to fish. So he's fishing at Dinosaur Land. We'll absolutely go with that, because I haven't, that was one thing that was on my mind leaving that building that day. It's like, I can't believe that this is happening to us. I can't believe I have to leave him. And what am I going to tell these kids? Because they are a lot smarter than, they let on. So I think that was, I can't wait to be years down the line and be able to tell them about themselves and how incredible they were and how helpful they were unknowingly at just the bright age of 3 years old. How much you put that story together and helped your mother, make that process just that little bit easier. It's just so incredible. They are incredibly bright children.
The British consulate in Miami say they're supporting the family. Rochester and Stroud MP Lauren Edwards says she's also aware of the case and is providing help. The US Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency has been approached for a comment.
Kent Online News.
A Chatham man who stabbed another man after a row over a £10 phone debt has been found guilty of murder. Mark Jesse attacked his victim at the home they shared in Castle Road last November. This is the moment he was arrested.
Just remember, listen to me.
Sharp,
listen,
poke,
you're under caution, okay? And it's quite a serious offence that you've been arrested for, yeah?
Oh,
so, I'm happy to chat to you about anything.
What is going on?
You've got a thing, yeah?
What's going on?
Contract.
What's going on? Tell me what is going on.
Right.
What is going on?
Do you want it to skip?
Wait.
Mark, at the minute, you're under arrest on suspicion of murder, okay? All right, you do not have to say anything, but it may harm your defence if you do not mention, when questioned, something you later rely on in court. Anything you do say may be given as evidence, okay?
I've made no contact with you.
Yep.
What's going on?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard all this rooms, a girl, about a boy,
okay.
A house. Let's,
like I say, I don't want you to put yourself in any...
No.
Say something that you might regret, so just...
No, listen, I've got nothing to say like that or anything.
All right.
I've heard somebody was hurt. And I've heard rumours about man being dead.
The 51-year-old is due to be sentenced at a later date. Another man's been convicted of assisting an offender. It's been revealed the body of a man who'd been reported missing was found in a suitcase at a property in Margate. Nathan Jermy was discovered at a flat on the High Street last Thursday. Bradley Cooper, who's 40 and from Eaton Road in the town, has appeared in court charged with murder. A drink driver from Maidstone who deliberately rammed a motorcyclist has avoided a jail term. A court's been told Thomas Hilditch was twice the legal limit when he ploughed into the back of the vehicle on a country road in March. The 35-year-old from Stockett Lane in East Farley has been ordered to do 200 hours of unpaid work. He's also been given a 22-month driving ban. Five Kent Police employees have appeared in court charged with computer misuse and misconduct in public office offences. Two former PCs and an ex-member of staff have been released on bail ahead of a Crown Court appearance next month. Two others who are accused of unauthorised use of a police computer system will also be due at the same hearing. Police have been given extra powers to tackle antisocial behaviour at Bluewater. A dispersal order's in place at the shopping centre after reports of trouble involving young people. Officers will be able to break up and move on groups until around 3:30 this afternoon.
Kent Online reports.
Businesses based in a building run by Canterbury Gymnastics Club have been forced to leave after it went into liquidation. The club on the Winsheep Industrial Estate closed after going bust last week. Four small shops, including a nail salon, beauty clinics and a dance studio, have now been evicted. Thames Water, which covers areas around Dartford, is reportedly on the brink of temporary nationalisation. The Environment Secretary is understood to have objected to a £10 billion rescue deal, warning of an undue burden on customers. The company has been struggling with massive debt and fines for sewage spills. A state of the art facility to care for stroke patients in Kent has been given the go-ahead. The 54-bed unit will be built at the William Harvey Hospital in Ashford. It'll mean facilities currently available at the Kent and Canterbury will be relocated. Work's due to start this summer and it should be finished by 2028. Now, a campaigner from Kent who's worked with hundreds of young people says most of them will welcome the social media ban for under 16s. The Prime Minister confirmed yesterday new restrictions will come into force from next year. Isabel Defoe from the Portrait Theatre in Canterbury created a play called Generation FOMO using direct quotes from teenagers. She's been chatting to Lucy.
So I've interviewed many, many young people ranging from the ages of 10 to 27 around their use of smartphones and social media and how it affects their mental health, all to create my verbatim play, my verbatim script. And from those interviews, what I got a sense of is that they find social media difficult to navigate. They find it painful. They find, they hate the comparison aspect. They hate that they know that, you know, what everyone is doing at a given time. It's noisy. It's exhausting. They absolutely hate the fact that they know it's addictive. They put the word addiction on the table, by the way, not I. And they totally are aware that they are addicted to this little thing. And they are angry with the tech companies because they know that the tech companies have got their attention span. So many young people I spoke to were really angry about that. And they find social media really difficult to navigate. You know, the not being invited to the party, yet you can see it unravel at, you know, live. That's got to be hard, right? That's got to be really painful. Digesting difficult content that you might have been sent or you might just be seeing because it's appearing on your, you know, on your social media feed, and whether that's hardcore porn or just difficult news items or, you know, beheadings or things that they are struggling to digest and cope with. And they don't share it with their parents or their adults or carers because they're usually frightened that their phone will get taken away from them. That's, you know, how do you navigate that as a kid? You know, how do you navigate that as a child? That's hard.
Yeah, it is. And it's become such a major part of young people's lives. And I imagine it will be quite an adjustment for those who use social media at the moment. Maybe they're sort of 13, 14, 15, and this ban is coming into place. I mean, do you think it will be a relief for them, or do you think some of them might struggle?
Of course, some will struggle. I have no doubt it's difficult. It's also difficult, you know, if your life's been on socials, you know, for the last year, and that's how you communicate with your friends, then to have it suddenly taken away will be very difficult. But I think the majority of them will welcome it. The majority of young people I've spoken to, you know, they were able to be really honest with me because they know that their voices are going to be revoiced by my actors. So they could be as candid as they liked. And it was quite shocking, you know, what they were sharing with me. And the majority of them, you know, kind of don't want the apps. They don't want them. That's what they would say to me. But of course, they would say, I don't want to be the only one. You know, I can't be the only one that's not on it. And that's why the play's called Generation FOMO, the fear of missing out, came from them. It came from what they were talking about. And that fear of missing out is huge for them. So the fact that now no one will be on those social media platforms, they can just interact. They can just play, be themselves, have more time. Most people I've spoken to have always said to me, you know, they enjoy the, if they have a ban in their school, they really like that because it's a moment of respite in their day. So I think that they will really enjoy the respite of the lack of noise that social media can bring.
Kent Online reports.
This is one of our most read stories on the website today. A couple have revealed they're moving back to Australia less than a year after taking over running a pub in Kent. Mark and Michelle Hood have been landlords of the Bonnie Cravat in Woodchurch near Ashford since July last year, but say a lack of customers and rising costs has forced them to close. They'd signed a five-year lease and say the decision is heartbreaking. Supermarket bosses say they're working with the council to fix faulty traffic lights near a new store. Aldi is building its third shop in Ashford off the A28 Canterbury Road in Kennington, but KCC have raised concerns over the lights outside. Once alterations have been made, they'll be switched on with temporary lights in their place in the meantime. Lifeboat crews in Dungeness have had to rescue a yacht that was drifting towards a busy shipping lane in the English Channel. The 20-foot boat had suffered engine failure near Littlestone Bay, and the sailor on board had become fatigued. It was towed safely to Dover Marina in the early hours of Sunday. Now, next on today's episode, a traveller has told us his family will be forced to pitch up on playing fields after their plans for static homes were refused. They'd asked for permission to put 8 properties and day rooms on land they bought on White Post Lane near Soul Street last year. It was refused by Gravesham Council and again by the planning inspector following an appeal. Well, Stuart Borman says his family now faces homelessness.
Very disappointed of the decision with the inspector and the council, the way the travelling community is being treated in the Kent area over the years. Still no sites organised. No time. They haven't even got a time limit to say what day or what time or what year or what month they're going to have sites. This is the first site that we had that we organised for the family. It's a family home. Means now our kids has got to leave school in the local Meppham village that we've been waiting for a long time to get them in for education that we never had ourselves. And now we've got to go back on the road. So I feel it's just back into the closest fields in the area. Tennis courses, football fields, lay-bys, shopping centres. It's the first time in our life we've had static caravans with running water and showers. And now, by the looks of things, they're going to take it all away from us. They can't provide the travelling community with any sites in the area. Then we save and we chip in amongst the family to buy a piece of land. And now they still want us to leave. Not just me and my family. It's just lots of travelling families in the UK. They keep on saying they've got a time limit of 5 year, 7 year. Still got no sites. That's all I have to say, to be honest. It looks like we're back on the road. We have to sell our static caravans, move back into small caravans. Most important thing is taking our kids from schools, because we never had an education ourselves, and now our children is just starting to get an education. And now we've got to take them out of our local schools and move all over the country again, all over the Kent area. And no education. What can I say? What can I say? This is the Kent County Council. Mostly Greysham Council. It's been very, very harsh on the travelling community. We've been waiting for a site with the Greysham Council for the last 10 years. And they still haven't provided us with a site. And now that we provide ourselves with our own piece of land, don't want us to leave.
Now, the site at White Post Lane is covered by a court injunction which prohibits the use of the land for the siting of caravans and mobile homes and use as a gypsy or traveller site. Gravesham councillor Shane Mockery-Cox has said that he hopes this sends a clear message to any who feel that planning law does not and should not apply to them. He goes on to say, "We will defend our policies and decision-making on planning, which we do on behalf of local residents, and use our planning enforcement powers against those who seek to disregard or ignore planning law in Gravesham." Five more bank branches are due to close in Kent later this year. Halifax sites in Canterbury, Ashford, Ramsgate and Gravesend are going, along with the Lloyds in Chatham. A yellow heat health alert has been issued for Kent, with temperatures expected to rise again this week. It's due to come into force tomorrow, as forecasters say highs could reach 30 Celsius by Monday, with heat wave conditions possible. Health officials are warning it could impact the very young and elderly people. And finally, a Sittingbourne couple who say they're still best pals are celebrating their 70th wedding anniversary. Anthony and Paulina Cousins tied the knot in London on this day in 1956 while both working for Westminster Bank. The now 90 and 89-year-olds have 3 children, 7 grandchildren and 9 great-grandchildren.
Kent Online Sports.
Tennis, and Kent's Emma Raducanu won't be playing at the Nottingham Open this week. The British number one from Orpington withdrew from the tournament yesterday, a day after reaching the final at Queen's Club. The 23-year-old lost that match in straight sets. Wimbledon gets underway in less than a fortnight. A cricketer from Kent is due to make his international debut for England this week against New Zealand. Jordan Cox has been included in the side for the second test at the Oval, which starts tomorrow. The 25-year-old was born in Margate, played club cricket for Sandwich Town town and came through the academy system at Kent. And in football, Folkestone Invicta are going to remain a part-time club despite being promoted. They'll play in National League South next season, where a number of other teams, including Maidstone United, are now full-time. Manager Jay Saunders says he didn't want to lose players by starting to train during the day, but may look at it again in the future. Well, that's all from us for today. Thanks ever so much for listening. Don't forget, you can follow us on socials. Plus, you can get details on the top stories direct to your email each morning via the briefing. To sign up to that, just head to kentonline.co.uk. And whilst you're on the website, you can also subscribe to Kent Online Premium. That gives you access to content with fewer ads and exclusive stories.
News you can trust.
This is the Kent Online Podcast.